This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:08, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Chamber Chat Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we're featuring the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce. Rhea Weaver from the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce is our guest. Rhea, welcome back. How are you today?
Great.
And, of course, I'm thinking we're going to devote this half hour to one thing, and one thing only, Party in the park.
Absolutely.
And that's going to be held, it's going to be almost, we're almost less than a month away, aren't we?
Right at a month.
Mm-hmm. Right at a month. And let's talk about Party in the Park.
July 20 through the 21st.
Okay.
And this year, there will be the opening ceremonies at noon. And the vendors in Taste of Litchfield will be open for lunch. So everyone gets to enjoy their favorite treats downtown. But at 4 o'clock, we're going to push it back to 4 o'clock where the vendor booths open. And bingo will start at the Moose. And at 4:30, the ticket booth will open for wristbands for the carnival. Mm-hmm. And the wristbands this year will be $20 for Friday night. That will be all evening. Normally, that's per ride. And due to the heat last year and a lot of different things, and we expect it to be warm this year, we're pushing that afternoon to the evening, mm-hmm. where they get to have wristbands in the evening, which is really an advantage to our community.
Yeah, and that's a smart move, because at least the kids aren't riding on seats that are boiling hot, or, you know, because you get some of those leather seats. They're not leather, but those plastic seats.
If it's too hot, we have to close the carnival.
Absolutely.
And that's what happened last year in the afternoons. So we're thinking ahead, mm-hmm. and have made arrangements with the carnival to extend the hours for the Friday night and to do wristbands on Friday night, which normally isn't done. Then, of course, we'll have mini golf open to play, and there will be open play for anyone that wants to challenge any of their other friends to play. The beer tent will open up at the same time at 5 o'clock on Friday night, and they have lots of entertainment planned for our guests and attendees. Side Effects will be playing Friday night. Little
Good
Miss Party
there.
In the Park and the Miss Chamber pageant will start at 6:30. I know that's always a big event for everyone in town, and we have 10 Little Miss Party in the Park candidates and 6 Big Girls Miss Chamber candidates. So we're excited about
that. That's a healthy number, isn't it, for a pageant?
It's a great number. It's a great number. It's a great number in that it doesn't go so long, and it's a great number in that everyone gets to see each of the girls individually and spend a little bit more time with each of the contestants. So we think we lucked out. We think it's a great number.
And it gives them experience, because I know this, and we were talking about this before we went on the air this morning, that there have been a couple candidates that have won the Miss Chamber of Commerce and have went on to win the Miss Montgomery County Fair Queen pageant. So this is a good experience for them.
Mm-hmm. And even vice versa, where they've done both. So.
I think that's the case this year.
Mm-hmm. Where they're competing in both.
Mm-hmm.
Which, anyway, we're excited about that. We think it'll be a really, really good evening. And on Saturday, we're adding something new. We're adding a 5K run, walk, and then a 1 mile fun run. The 1 mile fun run is just going to be from the Litchfield Sports Center to the community center.
Okay.
The 5K will be to Walton Park and back. And, of course, there's going to be trophies and ribbons for the runners. But all that starts off Saturday morning registrations at 7 a.m. and the run and walk begins at 7:30 a.m. But on Friday evening, the runners are going to be able to come by and pick up their T-shirts at the Chamber trailer, so they'll have their T-shirts for the run the next day.
And this is all in connection with another thing that we kind of touched on the last time you were here, Slim Down Litchfield.
Yes, that's going on at the same time. That registration for Slim Down Litchfield also will begin on Friday night from 5 to 7, and everyone can... you not only can register, you can weigh in at that time, and then San Francis Hospital is going to have their machine where they'll do your blood pressure, your glucose, and cholesterol testing for you to get a baseline before you start the program, and then they'll be able to do it at the end of the program. But as we talked before about Slim Down Litchfield, this is something that we're very, very pleased to offer. It's something that we think is a great thing to do for Litchfield. We think it will be community supported. We think it'll be contestants will have teams, they'll have each other, they'll have friends to do it with, and it'll be all in fun. And no one has to worry about how much they weigh or anything about how much they weigh being announced. They will be weighed in the privacy of a tent. And any announcement, even at the end, on the winners, it will be by percentage, mm-hmm. not by pounds. So privacy will be at the utmost on anyone entering this contest.
And that's key.
Yes, it is key.
Because I can't see anyone going up on stage, stepping on the scale and having their weight or his or her weight announced to the public. I mean,
You know, obviously it's a takeoff on the Biggest Loser contest, but we are certainly doing it in a different manner. Mm-hmm. And we have the sponsors that are putting this program together, and that's Prairieland Wellness Center is the major sponsor, working in coordination with St. Francis Hospital and their staff, and Litchfield Family Practice Center, and Megan Ballou of Fit to Go. It's exciting, and each one of those companies and facilities are going to be offering every week. There'll be something announced on an exercise or something you need to think about on your health, or a special recipe, or something like that, so everyone can follow along. And then the contestants will have free participation in a special meeting each week. And it will be free to that contestant.
Special meeting with who?
Well, either one of the sponsors will be giving a presentation related to losing weight, related to your health, related to exercise. And normally, those kind of things, there's a fee involved, but mm-hmm. on this program, all the contestants are going to be entitled to attend those meetings free of charge.
Okay.
And then that program will end. We're tying it together with the Jingle Ball Jog and the Christmas events the first week in December.
So there's just a lot going on.
Yeah, there is. There is. We're very, very excited about that, and we hope. And you do have to register for Slim Down Litchfield at Party in the Park, because we need to set the baseline of the weight and the other test results, because what we want to prove to everyone is after you lose a certain amount of weight, how much improved your blood pressure is, your cholesterol, and everything involving your health.
Or how, because it how does well make you a feel difference. In general. I think that would be the yes. kicker of it. And this has always been, it's been a battle for me. I think it's been a battle for everybody.
Battle for me, for sure.
You know, you and I probably pretty much have the same, almost identical schedules. We're always at meetings. We're always on
yes,
the go.
It's very tough.
It's very tough, and it's very convenient to pull to the drive-thru and say, hey, I need a number one.
Exactly.
And have lunch that way.
Right.
This will at least provide
supersized.
This will at least provide. That's only when the McRib comes back. But anyway. But this would provide a way to at least think about it.
Yes.
And think about what they're ordering if they have to go that route.
Yes.
And take better care of the situation.
Well, they're also going to have help.
Mm-hmm.
All the contestants will have help.
Oh, and believe me, Megan will help you too, because she will watch you.
Yes.
And if she catches you at McDonald's,
you're in trouble.
Will hear about it.
Well, see, I think it's going to be a great team effort and a great support effort. I've already had several people that I know say, let's form a team. And mm-hmm. even at the board of directors meeting, several of the board of directors, the females, go, let's put a team together. So it's exciting. It's very exciting. And then come on Saturday morning and do at least the fun walk. It's only a mile. Do the fun walk together with your team on Saturday morning. And that is free. There's no entry fee on the fun walk. But what we're asking, we think this is a neat idea too, is to bring a can of food. And we're going to donate that food, since it's sponsored by the run is sponsored mm-hmm. by St. Francis Hospital. Mm-hmm. We're going to donate the food to the St. Clair Food Pantry.
St. Clair Food Pantry. Okay.
Yes, and that will be your entry for the fun walk. Now, the 5K run, there is an entry fee. There is registration. Mm-hmm. You do get a special T-shirt. You know, the fun walk, you don't get a T-shirt or anything. It's just for fun. But on the 5K run, or if you want to do the 5K and walk, you do need to register, and the registration is online at LitchfieldChamber.com. Or it's also on a lot of the running sites, but you can also just call the chamber office, and I'll be happy to either send you a form or email the form to you. And that goes for all of these programs. Anything I'm talking about, there will be registration on the LitchfieldChamber.com website. We have a tab that says Party in the Park underneath the left side on the menu. So anything we're talking about will be there, and probably within a couple of days, the entire schedule for Party in the Park will be published on the website.
There's some things need to
we're
be
finalizing.
Ironed.
We're finalizing.
Okay.
Yes, we are, and we want to make sure we get everybody covered. The other thing that's going on Saturday afternoon, the carnival will open again at from 1 to 4, and wristbands again for $15. So, we're also having the Parade of Pets back. Parade of Pets and Pet Show will come back. And again, the schedule, there's all different times to be able to register for Slim Down Litchfield. The Moose is sponsoring the bingo again. And Saturday afternoon, like last year, it's from 2 to 10. Eagles Beer Tent will open again at 5 o'clock. And they have playing Saturday night, the Strugglers, which is a favorite band.
It's Tim Black's band, isn't it? Correct?
Yes. And everyone loves that band. So that will be a big event at State and Rider. And also Saturday night, we're bringing back our special entertainer, Mike Farmer, to do his Rat Pack presentation, his arrangements. He sounds just like the Rat Pack guys.
Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra.
He sounds just like Frank. And then when he does Dean, he sounds just like Dean.
Okay.
And he's wonderful. And he is going to, in addition, also do us the honor of being our MC for Litchfield Idol.
I was going to ask about Litchfield Idol.
Litchfield Idol is big. It's very big. And last year's Litchfield Idol even performed at the Chamber Annual Dinner.
And she did a wonderful
job.
She was
fabulous.
She did.
So that is kind of something new we've done. We want to publicize our winners because they are so good.
Now, is that going to be a tradition that if you win, you have to perform at the dinner?
Well, it just might be. Haven't gotten that far. It was just a great idea.
Yeah, it is, and it saves on cost of paying someone to
entertainment
play.
It is. It was a great idea, and we would like to see the Litchfield Idol contestant go on. You know, we would really like to see them, you know, try out for American Idol when it comes to St. Louis and or all the different cities. So anyway, lots of activities there. Most everything is coming back that we had last year, plus some of our new events.
Okay.
So everyone stay tuned. As I said, all the information will be published on the Chamber website. Don't ever hesitate to give me a call if you have any questions. We're all set to go on the pageants. We're set to go on the runs. We're set to go on the Slim Down Litchfield. Again, you can get the form for Slim Down Litchfield off the website, but there's lots of information available that goes with it that's going to help you with the program, and you will have to bring that registration to the sign-in at Party in the Park.
In Slim Down Litchfield, it's like, what, $20 to get in?
Yes.
It's not that bad.
Yes. And that's basically going to cover the cost of your T-shirt and paperwork.
Okay.
So there will be a T-shirt involved in Slim Down Litchfield, too.
We've got some time left here on the Chamber Chat Show. The mini golf course.
Yes.
This is a little engine that I think is a great addition to Party in the Park because it spruces up the Library Park area, and
it
it's something neat. I mean, and it's creative. Some of these guys that create these holes put a lot of time and effort into these holes.
Hours and hours and hours went into some of them, and as you can tell by looking at them, and some of them are very difficult to play too.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we're that is one of our big events, and it's one that we will always continue with. We even are talking about bringing a mini golf tournament maybe back in the winter. when it's snow outside and we find a big building big enough, we would like to have a mini golf tournament you normally can't play.
How many holes this year?
We have 16.
16?
16 holes.
So you need two more to make it an even 18.
Yes, there's probably two available. Mm-hmm. If anyone might be interested. We're also adding, in addition to a scrapbooking show, we're having a photography show. Those will be held at Wernzing's Appliance and Video. And the quilt show will be back at Short Furniture from 11 to 3 on Saturday. So it's just chock full of fun and entertainment for the kids. And we're even going to have a tumbling demonstration on Saturday night. Again, the schedule will be published, and it will be on the website.
And of course, Party in the Park, it's so much fun. And then the Taste of Litchfield, you've got a lot of creative people in town that come out and display their talents for the Taste of Litchfield.
And I promise you, we will bring back the picnic tables under the shade trees that everyone can set. You can listen to what's going on stage because the sound system is so good. Mm-hmm. You can hear the entertainment. You can sit and enjoy your food. And there's always a breeze under those trees, no matter how hot it is.
Craft vendors, they'll be back too?
Oh, they'll be back. They'll be back. Absolutely.
I've actually bought some pottery from Party in the Park.
Well, we have some new vendors coming back this year, so we're excited about that. So,
can you say a little bit more about that, or hold back?
I probably won't yet. I may publish a list of who's going to be there. That might help the listening audience. So we may talk about that next time.
All right.
There's one thing missing.
We need to get the firemen back.
Oh, I know. I knew you were going to say that.
With the fish sandwiches.
I haven't heard anything.
I know.
I haven't heard anything.
I put the bug in the ear. I don't know if I overstepped the bounds, but I put the bug in the new chief's ear. And we'll wait and see.
We would love it.
We would
love it. And we also, I'd like to mention, we still have plenty of room left for exhibitor booths. People tend to be a little bit last minute, so I'll encourage them to get their form in for the exhibitor booths. And a reminder, which was so successful last year, our nonprofits, the booth is only $20.
That's not too bad.
And there's a special discount for any Litchfield resident, which is only $30. That's for a 12x12 booth. And we have cut those hours so you don't have to sit there all day Friday where there's not a lot of people there on Friday. So we've cut those hours to where we're trying to have the vendors and the food and everything open when people normally come down. And that all starts at 4 o'clock on Friday evening.
Now, are you hoping to wrap around, the vendors around the library itself? Because I know you're opening up free space. There's one thing that's gone. The chili salsa cook-off will not be here this year. And that provides a little bit more space.
It does.
Are you planning to maybe extend the vendor space, if needed, to go around the
building? We can go around. Actually, we went all in front. We went on the side and in front of the library last year.
Okay.
And
except that one side in front of the memorial, because you've got the horse, the pony.
Well, we try not to put things so much in front of the memorial, in the street, but not near the memorial. We expect Monroe maybe to be under construction due to streetscape, so we're holding off on planning too much on that area because it may be, because they do start the streetscape again the end of this month.
Okay.
So we're not sure how that's going to affect everything, but we will work around it.
Okay.
We will work around it.
And it just seems like everything is in place for this year's Party in the Park celebration. And it's always a pleasure having you in, Rhea. And,
Thank you.
Good luck on this year's Party in the Park. It seems like six Miss Chamber of Commerce pageant contestants. That's a good, healthy number. You've got 10 Little Miss.
And they're 10 darling little misses.
The little
miss,
though, it's funny because you never know what they're going to say. And it makes it even more interesting.
I just heard from the little miss chair, and she was talking about the real cuties that we have this year. So I think everyone will really enjoy this pageant.
And, of course, anyone seeking more information, because I know, as you mentioned, you've got 16 holes currently booked for the mini golf tournament.
Yes.
If you've got someone out of the woodwork that says, you know what? We're in, they can call you at the chamber office?
Absolutely. 324-2533.
Again?
324-2533.
Or they can visit the website, which is?
LitchfieldChamber.com.
All right. Rhea, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. And that's going to do it for the Chamber Chat Show. For WSBI, I'm Tobin Ott.